Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1016. Visible translated text is as follows. Schiff, Herbert G., continued unreliable, page 96. In stockade several times, page 96. Women got him out, page 97. Taken off elevator because unreliable, page 96. Dalton, CB, never saw him in factory, page 87. Elevator dark around page 92. Door 2, easily lifted, page 92. Motorbox not kept locked, page 92. Noise in operating, page 92. Ferguson, Helen, April 26th, paid off by Schiff, pages 87, 96. Did not ask for pay of deceased, page 87. Financial sheet testimony as to, pages 86, 88, 89, 95. Frank, Leo M. As to nervousness, page 91. Never spoke to deceased, page 98. Hair, impossible to tell color of, page 92. Hasselcoline splashed all over metal department, page 96. Negro, unknown, seen by Mrs. White, page 92. Notes, similar paper found all over plant, swept into trash, page 91. Order book, 26th, Frank's entries, page 91. Pads, scattered all over factory, page 97. Picture, States Exhibit A, P. 243, defects in, page 97, Pinkerton Detective Agency. Frank phoned Schiff to get, page 92. Safe in office examined by Schiff for mesh bag, no mesh bag found, page 91. Salary of Frank and Schiff paid by check, page 85. Saturdays Frank and Schiff at factory, page 86. Frank never known to leave until financial sheet completed, page 86. Stenographer seldom there, on page 86. Witness named others at factory as Denham Pride Holloway, page 86. Thanksgiving Day, 1912. Cold and rainy, page 87. Conley, Jim, and Frank Payne there, page 87. Conley left at 10:30 a.m., page 87. Not there afternoon, page 87. Frank and Schiff at office, page 87. 12 o'clock m, Frank and Schiff left, page 87. Recollection, how fixed, page 95. Xelite.